The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hello, how is everyone? It's Coach Shay with Fitness Revolution. And today is an exciting day. So it's two things. It's the end of the month. So that's exciting. So for those that are celebrating the Halloween, happy Halloween. And it's semi-winter out. So beware. Hope you guys are hanging in there no matter where you are. But we have exciting guests on today. I'm really excited to share with you all these amazing women that are have a beautiful brand that I just love. So I actually have a prop. I'm really proud of myself. I prepared. And why I had three, but I only have one left. So this is the one I have left. I had a sweet potato one and I think it was a cocoa mango. So this is a granola brand called Soul Grain, which is female led, minority owned, and they are aiming to have this like vibrant spice flavors, you know, that belong to us as Black folks. So without further ado, they're here with us. They're going to join us. So welcome Sylvia and Liza from Soul Grain. Welcome, ladies. How are you today?
Thank you. We're good.
How are you?
Good. Did I say it wrong? Liza.
You did. It's Liza, but it's okay.
Liza. Well, it's spelt like Liza, though, and I know that. Sorry. Right. You can call me Chaz, and then we're even. And then that's it. So, yes. So I had the pleasure of meeting you ladies back a few months back. And it was such a pleasure because you gave me three of these. Which way? This way. And I'm only down to one. But this was great, right? I love this brand. I love that it's Black owned, obviously. And that for me, it's healthy, right? It's gluten-free. It touches everything. So please tell us a little bit behind the Soul of Grain and what and how this got started with you two.
The Soul of Grain. I like that. So my name is Liza. I am a functional nutritionist. And Sylvia, go ahead.
I'm a pastry chef.
And so we wanted to combine our interests to come up with, like you said, very interesting flavor and texture in the granola aisle that you don't usually see.
Yes, yes. And why I said the Soul of Grain, I know it's called Soul Grain, but there's soul in it, right? You taste our ancestors in it. It had a little bit more flavor than the traditional granola, which I like. And for me, I start using different things. I put it in my yogurt. I even put it in my protein shake to give it a little texture. I don't know if people do that, but yeah. Okay. So I just was trying it on a few things because of the flavor and then I felt good. And so someone that's in health and wellness, I'm always looking for obviously something that tastes good, but also feels good for your soul. So was that your thought process when developing this?
Absolutely.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, that was exactly it. So Liza and I, you know, busy parents, wanted something that was convenient but healthy so our kids aren't picking up, you know, potato chips or cookies and snacking on that. So we came up with granola, but, you know, like we said earlier, we didn't see any representation, any Black representation in the granola aisle. So, you know, granola is generally thought to be boring. So we thought we'd liven it up. So coming from a pastry background, I knew how to bring the flavors, you yes. know, and then Liza and I consulted like which flavors to use, which ingredients to use, which have each ingredient has a function. You know, Liza's big on brain health. So we chose ingredients that reflected that. So so you can eat soul food flavors.
Right.
And make them healthy. You know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And even, and just thinking about that as I'm in business and thinking about how that correlates, you know, that's what I'm always talking about as they have said that our food, was not healthy, right? That collard greens wasn't healthy and all this stuff, when actually it's probably the best for you, right? That only kale was good. And so now you're taking those special flavors, going back to the mango and that sweet potato and stuff that we brought over from the motherland, and putting that back into something that everyone can enjoy. And that is the true story behind, you know, the Soul of Grain. And so I keep calling us. I know it's because there's soul in it. It's just it feels good. It feels good in you. And, you know, we get so lost with food right now, right? They're saying what's good for you. And then it's kind of tricky with the prepackaged. So when you were packaging this, I mean, you can't have, you might as well just have like the fist pump right here.
Well, when you thought about it, you know.
that shows you who is developing this. So you talk about that journey of figuring out packaging, right? Because this is the marketing tool right here.
Well, we wanted definitely the representation of the woman on there. And we also wanted something vibrant that will stick out on the very crowded shelf. Of granola.
Yeah.
And so is everything local? So you make everything, right? Both here in St. Paul. You do, both of you help. And you're right there in St. Paul, correct? St. Paul, Minnesota?
Yep. Maplewood, a gluten-free kitchen in Maplewood.
Okay. Gluten-free. Okay. Do you think that going completely gluten-free has helped the brand?
Oh, for sure.
I think so.
It's helped the brand, and it's helped, you know, a lot of people want to eat certain things, but they can't because it's not gluten-free. So we want it to be able to address that crowd. And it started with Lisa's son's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so tell us about that journey.
My son's ex-girlfriend has very severe celiac. And so she was kind of my test run. I'm like, if she can eat it, you know, that we're good. So, yeah, that was, and you know, honestly, the way wheat is grown in this country, I don't think gluten is good for anyone, honestly.
Right.
Okay.
So that's why we chose to go gluten free.
So, for those that are listening, that you know, we hear this, and some people think it's a trend. Tell them a little bit why you think gluten is not good for you, so they understand why you made this gluten free.
Well, the way wheat is grown here is full of pesticide, you know, all those nasty chemicals. So it destroys your gut lining anyway, even if you're not sensitive to gluten. So we chose to go that route.
Okay, good. And in the, I'm just going to start the Black community. Have they really been loving this the way I did?
We'll get back to the podcast in a minute. But first,
you manage expenses. You manage risk. You manage market fluctuations. You manage productivity, inventory, and delivery. And some days, you just manage. Work with a banker who understands that helping your business through challenging times takes a thoughtful plan, creative thinking, and a partner you can count on. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
Ridership on Metro Transit is up. The number of folks taking buses, light rail, commuter trains has jumped by 21% over last year. This means more reliable, extended service, and more connection for all of us riders. Have you noticed the expanded service on some key routes? Trips have been added to the Metro Orange Line, and the frequency has improved to every 15 minutes. And the Metro A line operates every 10 minutes between noon and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Not only that, the bus route that operates in the core routes 2, 10, and 18 all have weekday service increased to every 10 minutes between noon and 6 p.m. All across the system, you're seeing service that is available earlier and later, and more service available on weekends. So come along for the ride on your Metro Transit.
Election Day is almost here. On November 7th, important elections are being held across the Metro, and it is time to plan your vote and make a difference in your community. Your vote matters. Your voice matters. Don't miss out on the chance to shape the future where you live. To register to vote, see who's on the ballot, and find your polling place, and more, visit mnvotes.gov/poll finder. Again, that's mnvotes.gov/poll finder.
As the temperatures dip, it's leaf raking season. But what do you do with all those piles of leaves? Did you know that it's illegal to put your yard waste in your trash? In Ramsey County, you can drop all of your leaves, grass clippings, and branches at a Ramsey County yard waste collection site. That's where you can also take your pumpkins, hay bales, and corn stalks with any decorations removed. When you're at the yard waste collection site, you will see the designated piles where you can empty your bags of yard waste. And it's all free for Ramsey County residents. Find out more about what you can bring to a yard waste collection site at ramseyrecycles.com/yardwaste. That's ramseyrecycles.com/yardwaste.
When I walked across that stage at my high school graduation, I was excited, but confused about my next step. Then I walked through the doors at Doherty Family College. Doherty Family College is part of the University of St. Thomas. It's a two-year college that lets you earn an associate's degree and puts you on a path to your bachelor's degree. Classes are small, so I have a personal relationship with professors committed to my success. Like the name says, they treat us like family. They call us scholars because they believe we could do anything we put our minds to. They set us up for excellence with free tutoring, and that's not the only thing that's free. Laptops, books, even breakfast and lunch, and bus fare. That's part of the package here at Doherty Family College. It's even free to apply. So do like I did. Go to dfc.stthomas.edu and set up a tour. We'd be excited to welcome you to our family here at Doherty Family College.
Navigating the healthcare system for our families sure can get confusing, especially when your child is covered by medical assistance health plans. But Hennepin County Child and Teen Clinics is here to help. Their caring specialists can help you connect to clinics and specialists that take your coverage, whether you live in the city or the suburbs. At Hennepin County Child and Teen Clinics, they can help you find and schedule dentists who will provide dental care for your kids. No transportation to get to the doctor? No problem. Hennepin County Child and Teen Clinics can even help you get your kids to their appointments, whether it's for their annual checkup or if they're sick and need to see a doctor. These are your benefits, so take advantage of them. Hennepin County Child and Teen Clinics covers children from birth to age 20. They're here in your community to help your kids grow up strong and healthy. Need more information? Call 612-348-5131. That's 612-348-5131 for Hennepin County Child and Teen Clinics.
Yeah, everybody likes it, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and why I ask that?
Everybody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and why I ask that, sometimes with us, it's a little hard for us to like, okay, we're going to try something new and healthy, right? Is it going to taste like what we grew up on? Well, what we grew up on, we shouldn't have. So, and I think this is just a new way to introduce great new flavors that, you know, instead of kids having that sugar cereal, you know, that they can introduce this. And I think if we start introducing foods like this at a young age with our children, then they won't be addicted to the sugars. And like you said, the gluten, and as we see the diabetes and the obesity that's happened in children, I think this is like a great snack, right? So that's how I went through mine. It's this little snack I had at my desk, like, and just kind of like that, instead of going to eat a chips or something. You get the same satisfaction, right? You're looking for something crunchy and sweet. That's what people are salty.
There's something that just came out. I don't know if you guys heard about it. It's called gastrophysics. And it talks about like how the texture is super important. So I was going to tell Sylvia about it, actually. I think we nailed it, because you get something crunchy and that kind of satisfies everything. It's right. Good for brain. I think people love it, and kids love it.
Yeah, people need this action, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they like. They need this. If they can have this, you know that it's good for the brain. That's good. So, how many flavors do you have now?
We have six. We have five. Five flavors that are unloaded, and one THC infused flavor.
Okay.
So we have sweet potato casserole,
yep,
banana pudding, cocoa mango, spiced paradise, neutral Nelly, which is free of fruit and nuts for those who have sensitivities. And then we have meringue high, which we carry in dispensaries.
Okay.
With
in dispensaries.
Yeah. Infused. So we, you know, since Minnesota legalized THC in edibles, we decided to go on and get on with it, because what we wanted to do was give an option for a THC infused edible that was healthy, as opposed to a gummy or a piece of candy.
With so, like syrup and all that. So, and also I have to say we use hemp THC, not marijuana.
Yeah.
Okay. Hemp. Okay. That works too. So have you guys been doing festivals and shows or what is your jam? What do you think people have really gravitated to when you've been out here?
Well, we have done a few festivals and we actually really enjoy it because we get to talk to the people. Like when people buy our granola from Kowalski's, we don't meet them, we don't know them. But when we were at a festival or a market, a farmer's market or whatever, it's really cool to be able to interact with the consumer and have them taste it on the spot and then talk to them about the flavors and what we're trying to do and why we're doing it. So we really do enjoy that.
That's good. And so now, so you're in stores. What stores are you in?
We're in Kowalski's, Hennepin, Lindell, Chicago Avenue, Woodbury, Grand, and we're adding two more next week. Nice. And we were in Camden Foods. I'm not sure if they carry it still. Camden Foods at the airport, they carry it. The Good Grocer, who used to be in Minneapolis. Region Hospital uses it for their parfait, and they also have it for retail. Yes. We also at Cargill Coffee Shop and Spy Houses, all the Spy House coffee shop.
Well, y'all just go, because this business is only how old?
May 22.
Yeah.
We started May 22.
We formed the business in August of 21, but we started selling in May of 22.
So not even 2 years old.
Right.
And you're already... Bravo. That's amazing. You are babies, but you are babies that are, you're done crawling and you are walking and on your way and running. How can we support you when people watch this? What's your website, first of all?
It's www.soulgrain-com.
Soul-grain.com.
There you go.
Okay. One more time for the audience.
All right, www.soul-grain.com.
Okay, great. Okay. And then, you guys did a Hy-Vee pitch contest, right?
We did.
And tell us about that and what happened with that.
Well, we sucked at pitching, but we won $2,500 because the judges tasted the product and they loved it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was our first ever pitch in life.
We get better.
Yeah, we're better now.
I can help you with that. I'm the pitch queen. I can teach you how to pitch. Okay. Yes. I will hook you up with pitching if you need to. So This is great. So, and also, I think we're still on. You're going to be doing a Wellness Wednesday with me coming here to where Matawawa office. So I'm excited for you to bring these so people can taste these, all the different kinds and also open their minds to what flavors they can have, but also that they need to support Black women-owned businesses. That's the key part. And that we also are on the front lines doing the work. We're actually the growing fasting entrepreneurs in the country, right? So I love that you guys put together. I love that you're a nutritionist, you're a baker. And today you guys have came up with this great concept, Soul Grain, which I'm going to keep calling my nickname. It's good. The soul, which is good. Yeah, the soul grain. It's like the soul train, but the soul grain. Remember? Yeah. So I love it. Well, I love everything you guys are doing. We are here to support you in every way. We will get this out in the community. I definitely will be putting this on. It's like I said, I ate my other two bags, so otherwise I would show them. But and I didn't share any, just so everyone knows. I didn't share. So now I'm going to try this spice one. Do you have a savory one?
Not yet.
Not yet. It's coming.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, be on the lookout. So one more time, thank you to Lisa and Sylvia. Tell them one more time your website so people can connect with you.
www.soul-grain.com.
Okay. Wonderful.
We're going to have a relaunch of the website in December. So
yeah.
Okay. In December. And then they're coming in to do a Wellness Wednesday with me. So we get lots of people coming in and learning about their product and how we can put this out in the community and throughout the Twin Cities and spread it throughout the nation, right? We need to be everywhere. That's right.
Yeah. You're coming.
Okay. Yes, you're coming. Thank you. And keep doing the great work, ladies. We're proud of you. So this is Coach Shay. As always, inhale the positive, exhale the negative, and we will see y'all next week. Have a great day. Thank you.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
Have you heard the news about the new COVID-19 vaccine? The FDA has just approved the updated vaccine, and it's now available to keep you and your family safe. So get ready to roll up your sleeve. These vaccines are an effective tool to fight COVID-19. They target the variants that we know are circulating in our communities right now. So make a plan for you and your family. Contact your doctor, your clinic, your healthcare provider, or your local pharmacist and schedule appointments. The vaccine is authorized and recommended for all Minnesotans age 6 months and older. Stay safe this fall and winter with the new COVID-19 vaccine.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Election Day is coming up. I know you haven't seen many yard signs and your TV and radio aren't full of back-to-back campaign ads. But in Minnesota, there is an election on Tuesday, November 7th. In Hennepin County, voters will go to the polls to choose city council and school board members. And this year, eligibility to vote has been expanded. Under a new law, people who are on probation and parole for felony sentences can now cast their ballots. In Hennepin County alone, this extends the precious right to vote to 16,000 people. Are you not sure where your polling place is or how to vote early? It's easy to find out. Go to mnvotes.com/myballot. That's mnvotes.com/myballot. When you vote this year, you can make sure your registration is current or you can update it. And even more important, when you vote on November 7th, you can make sure your voice is heard.
Here comes the sun. We all know that solar power can be a big part of the solution for our energy needs. Solar power is clean, renewable, and best of all, that sunshine is cheap and plentiful. Sure, it sounds great to have solar energy added to the mix, but how are you going to do that? The answer is easier than you think. The answer is community solar. Community solar lets you join a solar farm that produces energy on your behalf. Electricity is produced by your solar farm and goes out to your local power grid. That allows you as a community solar member to remain with Xcel as your utility and earn solar credits, reducing your normal bill. You save big on electricity while you save the environment. And you can do your part to support clean energy without installing solar panels on your roof. That's right. There's no home visits, no equipment, new equipment, construction, or maintenance. You don't even need to own your home or be a member of a solar power. You don't even need to own your home to be a member of a solar farm. Renters can enroll and save too. Right now, if you go to mycleanchoice.com/Shaletta, you can get a $100 Visa gift card when you successfully enroll and are placed on a farm. Check it out. You can sign up for your membership in 3 minutes flat. Shalala listeners, get going with Community Solar and get that $100 Visa gift card. Once again, your first step is to go to mycleanchoice.com/Shalala.
Our mental health is part of our total well-being. We're worthy of joy and self-care. Because when we see mental health, we see a community that cares. www.cmentalhealth.org.
Metro Transit is hiring. Right now, Metro Transit is looking for mechanics and technicians. These workers do the important work of diagnosing, repairing, and performing preventative maintenance on Metro Transit buses, light rail, commuter trains, and other vehicles. Metro Transit is hiring for maintenance of the way technicians for tracks and railway systems. Starting pay ranges from $29.72 to up to $41 an hour. If you're looking for a secure job that offers a great salary, competitive benefits, and a pension, look no further than Metro Transit. Right now, there's even a $4,000 hiring bonus for these positions. Sweet! Find out more at metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring. That's metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring. Keep your community on the move with a new career with Metro Transit.
At General Mills, our table is your table. And we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.